You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer. I've been a tarot reader for over 10 years now, and I just continue to grow experience with more modalities, more books to read. I do a little bit of everything. When it comes to the end of the day, I always say I'm a channel of spirit, and I bring messages for those who find me. And if you have joined us before or you're new to the show, I always start out with messages for the collective. And this is just energies to be aware of as you're moving over to the next couple. I usually do 7 days, but Spirit is saying this is going to be the theme for the next couple of weeks as we are in that ending period and moving into the next year. And as no surprise, we are moving into a period of release. And so there's going to be different situations for everyone, but there has been a couple or one or two situations particularly that you have been working on. Now, this could be health, this could be working on your career, this could be a relationship. Well, whatever you have been working on diligently over the past couple of months, even the past year and longer, a new cycle is beginning, and it's about releasing the old. So sometimes you have to be honest and look like, okay, I am responsible for my own health. And now that this new information is coming in, I'm going to have to release old patterns and implement new things, especially with like a relationship is the same concept really applies. Is okay, this is what I knew before, this is changing, and now I have to adapt to what's coming forward. And I see just a beautiful like energy surrounding this. So even though it is a moment of like truly releasing and walking away from a lot of different things, because change is coming on all factors of your life, it's not out of fear. It's not out of excitement or anything like that. It's out of peace and knowing that you have grown enough where you know your boundaries. And if you're in a situation where it's not good for you, you are able to move forward peacefully. Or likewise, you're just wanting to be like, I outgrew this place, this situation. It's time for me to move forward. You're thinking both protecting your peace and truly having a very logical viewpoint of how things are going to change over the next couple of weeks. But I'm really loving this because it's not going to happen quickly. It's one little step at a time. And you have time to rest, to meditate on every step that you take, which is awesome. It's going to be gentle. It's going to be patience. But ultimately, when you are able to walk away from these things, it's going to fill you up with so much joy. And so I hope that reaches you for those who are listening for that collective message. We are going to move to our caller tonight. So we have Wendy from North Carolina. Hello, Wendy. How are you? Wendy, are you able to hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, fantastic. How are you today?
I'm okay.
It's okay. What type of questions do you have?
I'm not sure exactly what kind of stuff you can do. So
ask me whatever it is that you want. I will get the answers for
well,
you.
Well, I would love to connect with my daughter, if that's okay. Possible. If not, then anything you can tell me about my future.
Okay, yeah, let's step into this. And I'm just going to assume, please correct me, has your daughter has passed on?
Yes.
Okay. Was it within some type of car accident?
No.
It was not okay. Interesting. I'm going to ask a few questions to get clarification so Isaac can read the energy coming through. Do you happen to have a bluish car?
I have like a grayish car.
Okay, a grayish. Okay. I'm just trying to get more information as to why I'm hearing this information about a car. I'm just going to push this to the side one moment, and we're going to focus more on your daughter. Now, can I ask her her name? I'm going to switch a little bit different. So instead of tarot, I'm going to kind of do some channeled mediumship as what I can get in. So what was her name?
Her name was Alyssa.
Alyssa? Oh, that's wonderful. That's actually my middle name. So what are All right, so I'm just going to tune into Source to see if it's safe and appropriate to do any type of channel tonight. Okay, can we bring Alyssa forward? Yeah, she's not coming forward alone. I see an older figure too, possibly your grandmother. It doesn't, your mother, grandmother, they always like to come forward too, I noticed.
Well, my mother, I've got two grandmothers that have passed, but the one that would probably be coming through with her would be my mother's mother.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I am seeing is that there's a message coming in about your dreams. Like if you've been having some kind of disturbing dreams or any type of, like you wake up anxious for whatever reason, have you been having any issues with your dreaming lately or having trouble sleeping?
I have a lot of trouble sleeping. I've had a lot of dreams about her, but it's never like where she's actually coming to me. It's more of like she's just in my dream.
Okay, got it. It seems like if you want to connect to her in a spiritual way, is that you do have what it takes, what everyone can, with attention to be able to connect with her on a more spiritual level. So if you want to open up that own connection and be like, oh, okay, I want to see you in my dreams, or I kind of want to talk to you, you have that ability should you want that intention to be made.
She does connect with me. She's done a lot of things to connect with me. So that part I get a lot, but I can't seem to meditate to get myself to be able to connect with the other side of myself. But yeah, as far as synchronicities and stuff, I get that all the time.
Yeah, and just continue to do that. And if you're, it can be as simple as, okay, if going to sleep, be like, I'm making the intention tonight is that I want to connect with my ancestors, my loved ones, my daughter, or just start at that, or start your day and be like, oh, I want to see if my daughter can give me any type of signs that she is around. And just allow yourself to see if you like something that you remind her, like say she really loved butterflies and you see butterflies then throughout your day. Keep an eye on that synchronicities. It seems like you already have. But I'm seeing are you still married?
No, I've never been married.
Never been married. Okay. So because I'm getting a masculine energy off also coming in. But I see you stepping forth and you have, and I know this isn't exactly what you're asking, but I'm hoping spirit knows that whatever information that you need is coming forward. You have this approach to your ancestral line where you truly can bring in strong connections together. Even if you don't really have strong, like physical relationships, like, okay, these figures aren't necessarily, or you may not be very strong in all of your family members, you pull things together. And there seems like there is a renewal coming around the masculine energy. I'm seeing a man kind of leaning in his chair with one arm, like just kind of spread out, and possibly holding a cane as well. I don't know if this sounds familiar to you, but would have darker hair. And then maybe a little bit of a goatee. But I'm seeing this figure, and I'm not necessarily know if it's somebody who you know, but what they are coming in is that as we step into like the holidays and the new years, This comes often up quite a bit, is that you are allowed to enjoy luxuries in life, okay? And you can spend some quiet time alone throughout all the holidays as well. Okay, Spirit, can we just have a little bit more clarity? Is there anything specific you are wanting to know or connect with your daughter?
I just want to know she's okay, and she had like a 10-year, suffered really bad for 10 years, and then she ended up dying after she got a spinal tap, which I've been trying to get some justice for, but so far I haven't been able to. So I've kind of just gave it to God at this point.
Okay. So we're seeing that. I am feeling a release. You know, there was a lot of things is that, you know, when people can go a little bit unexpectedly of things of like, I wish I could have said this. But as far as what I'm seeing in the cards with your daughter, she's taking her time to heal still. So while she's up in the spirit, she's taking her time to heal. There is some room for forgiveness as to what has all happened within that situation, particularly with others involved, as it looks like you're taking action against those who've done the procedure. But I do feel a need for forgiveness. It doesn't mean you have to forgive anyone, but it's more like self-forgiveness as well. I'm also seeing the number 14. So if that's a confirmation of you, like if that was when she was born or how old she was, number 14, she's showing me 1-4 and then the 4 again.
April the 14th was actually the last time I actually saw her alive.
Okay. And was she conscious? She wasn't conscious, was she?
Yes, she was. She was okay. Fine. She was fine then, but the next day, you know, I regret not going over there because I feel like if I would have went over there, I possibly could have saved her. But her life was so, just suffered so bad.
Yeah. And I can see that. I can see the sadness and the grief surrounding she had around her lifetime. I'm seeing that. But throughout her spirit, she's saying that she did learn a lot. She came to and she learned what she wanted to in this lifetime. She was very happy to be in the family surrounding her. She wants you to be financially secure. She wants you to be happy. Make sure that you are finding magic in the little things as well. So if you like thrift shopped and what I'm hearing, like, hey, go to one of your favorite thrift shops and you will find something there and she sent to you. It could be like a little angel thing or just like a little trinket that you find and you're like, oh my goodness,
yes.
My daughter.
Yeah. So I've had stuff like that happen.
Yeah. And that's the signs. You're like, okay, I want you to enjoy. You have enough. You don't have to have this fear of lack or any type of fear around money because those little things is a reminder like, hey, I'm always with you. And you don't have to necessarily pay a price to have her near. As far as her passing, there was a lot involved. You're not ever going to have full closure of what happened because it could have gone a number of different ways, right? And that's the joy of life, but also it's very frustrating in life that you have all these options, you have all these opportunities as well, but sometimes you never quite get answers.
I was kind of hoping that she was maybe over there trying to help me get her justice. But I don't know if they do that or not. I don't know.
Is that what
how
you...
that really works?
We only have a few minutes left, so I just want to take this moment, okay? You are not trapped, okay? There is always a way, but if you want to move forward in this particular case, you have to understand, okay, are you doing this out of anger? Are you doing this because you feel guilty in somewhat reason way in that you need to justify what happened to make it make sense? So she's on the sidelines. She's watching and waiting along with your spirit team as well for you to say, okay, what do you need to heal? What do you need to forgive yourself, to forgive the situation? And if that is related to justice, if it truly is related to finding out what happened during that procedure and everything, that path will clear the obstacles for you. You will get some clarity around it. It may not necessarily be exactly what you want to hear. You may have a lot of issues around fear of finances, but getting a lawyer and things like that. But trust in yourself. Truly think with yourself and say, do I need justice for my daughter, or am I trying to get answers?